Fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, fifth Mishnah, Asara Nisim Nasa Abisim, the Beis HaMikdosh. There were 10 Nisim that happened on a regular basis in the Beis HaMikdosh. Lepila Yishamirech, Subsar Kor, this was a strong smell of the basar of the Karbonas being burnt. And sometimes it affects a woman because it's a miscarry. It did not cause that to happen to the women in Yerushalayim. Loisriach Psar Kodesh Mi'olam, never the basar of the Kodesh never got spoiled. There's never flies in the place where they would take off the hides and take out the innards of Karbonas. Even though Kohen Gadol always had a backup Kohen, just in case it became Tommy, he never became Tommy on Yom Kippur. The one who was prepared to be do the Avodah always went in. The Marocha of the Mizbech HaChitzon was outside, there's no ceiling above it. Even when it rained or snowed, they never put out the fire from the Marocha. Also, the wind did not blow the smoke coming up out of the Mizbech, it went straight up. That was never found put to be possible, not with worms or other forms of psulim. B'shnei lechem, the carbon that was brought on Shavuos, lechem aparim, the Shabbos breads. Oibdim svufim mishtachem revochem. They would stand together, would be very tight, and when they bowed down, even when they lay down flat on the face, there would always be room for all of them. But his ignochos va'akrim v'Yerushalayim oilam. Nobody ever got wounded by a snake or a scorpion in Yerushalayim. V'loy omer adam lechaver tali amokim sha'olim b'Yerushalayim. And also, a person never said, "I don't have enough place to sleep." There was always room available for the Oilei Regolim. I mean, there was a tremendous amount of Oilei Regolim coming to the town of Yerushalayim.